What is up, my beautiful people? This is your host, Riza, here, and I'm going to be sharing in this episode how to retrain your brain from negative thought habits and patterns. Now, the lens through which you view the world is predominantly determined by your thoughts. If you want to know what someone believes, just hear them speak about the world and things around them. When you become more conscious and aware about certain subjects in your life, so whether that is about relationships or money, you'll start to realize what you actually believe about it by your thoughts and what you say, and then, of course, your behaviors. So, for example, this is a very simple one. Some people in the beginning of their coaching business may say, no client will ever pay for my services because I'm too expensive, which, by the way, I actually never or rarely use expensive anymore. I use the word premium because in that sense, when we use the word expensive, it automatically says, oh, it's too much for me to actually pay for it. Therefore, I'm not worthy or I'm not capable of purchasing it, which is not true. So that can be an actual negative thought pattern, which then will turn to a belief, which then will turn into a reality. So Dr. Melanie Greenberg discusses on her article on Psychology Today about a term called negative rumination. So for some of you that have studied psychology, you might know this, and if not, this is a good refresher. So essentially, this means continuously focusing on negative outcomes, leading to feelings of being stuck, anxious, and even depressed. In other words, we keep spinning over and over and over again. You actually may focus on how bad you feel about something, why you feel so bad, what you did wrong to get in the situation in the first place, and how things get even more worse. Then before you know it, you feel terrible about yourself and feel like you're a loser or not worthy of something or someone, and this thinking will result in your lack of motivation to take steps to solve the actual problem at hand. So what to do instead is to actually break the pattern. So there's tons of books out there that actually talk about this too. It's by Tony Robbins, and it's called like The Power Within. And he actually breaks this down as well about breaking patterns, breaking habits. And one of the ways that you can do that is to become, of course, aware of your negativity and then actually do something drastic, like jumping up and down or yelling out, no, or I'm not going there, and asking yourself questions. Why do I feel the way that I do? Where is this actually coming from? So, of course, it's bringing awareness and then being able to break the actual pattern, because what happens is when you have a negative thought in your mind, it all of a sudden leads to another thought, then another thought, then another thought, and then it just spirals down, and then all of a sudden you're taking actions based on that thought. So it's really important to quickly be aware of that and then be able to break the pattern. And this is what I mean by doing something physical or voicing it out loud. And actually, I'm going to share some few steps that's going to be helpful for you. So basically, you want to address the source. So in fact, when you have a negative thought, actually think of a name to call the negative thought. Address the source. So for me, let's say you name your negativity thoughts Notorious. It's just an easy word to use. So immediately you're going to tell Notorious, please be quiet, or I hear you and I hear what you're saying, but I am the driver of this situation and I'm going to take in control. So please go sit down. And then you'll ask yourself, is this really true about me? If not, I delete you. So then you can say, Notorious, I delete you. And what you say is not truth into what is happening right now. So putting a name to an actual negative thought is really helpful. And a lot of times what happens is when we have negative thoughts come to our minds, it's an actual thought or something that we've been listening to over and over again as we're growing up. And usually it's voices from our parents or our guardians, any individual that have had a huge impact on us. The next thing you want to do, or another practice, this is so helpful, is to actually practice mindfulness. The biggest way to train your brain is to actually get out of the negative thought patterns is to practice mindfulness. And in this, mindfulness is so much about being aware of your mind. So for me, I put in my practice that every morning that I am just sitting quietly and being aware of my thoughts. Where are my thoughts going? What am I thinking about immediately? And they say that 95%, I don't actually know what the percentage is, but a high percentage of what you're thinking about today is actually recycling of thoughts that you were thinking about yesterday. So it's so important and crucial to start your day with the intention. And of course, to have affirmations, which I will discuss a little bit later in this episode. So practicing mindfulness, whether that's meditating, listening to a meditation app. For me, I try really hard not to be on my phone the first couple of hours of me waking up. It's really hard to do that sometimes when you're so accustomed to have the phone around you. But it just clears the energy and it gets you to set your intention and to have space for yourself. To collect your thoughts, to be aware, and to choose the thoughts that you actually want to think about throughout the day. So the last episode I talked about was knowing your triggers. So much about understanding your negative mind is actually understanding what your triggers are so that when they come up, you're able to better handle them. So again, find what your top 3 to 5 triggers are. So for example, let's say you get frustrated or angry or just so... yeah, upset about perhaps again what your mother or father or stepfather or stepmother attempts to baby you or belittle you in some way or treat you in a way that is disrespectful. And it may not even be your relatives. It could be a manager or a boss, and there's something in you that gets triggered. So you know what I'm talking about. We've all been there. And when this happens, you immediately want to feel this emotion, like really soak it in and be like, where is this coming from? And ask yourself, what is this? Now, I'm actually learning more about nonviolent communication through a therapist, through a psychologist that goes and trains individuals that want to learn more about it. For nonviolent communication, if you're not sure what that is, look it up. It's a really great concept. And so basically in this situation, it's really figuring out what are my needs that are not being met and how are they triggered? So sometimes when we are frustrated about something or angry about what someone says, like a manager belittling us or something, what is the need that's lacking in that situation? Okay. And then from there, that's when you start again to kind of, again, be aware, focus on where that actually comes from and the root of it. Now, the last thing I'm going to give you is, of course, I'm a huge advocate for this, is to recite a mantra of affirmations, recite mantras of yourself, affirmations that really keep you grounded and have, you know, the self-discipline, the control over your emotions. And it just helps you to be more self-control and to have self-discipline in your own thoughts so that whatever comes into your mind, you're immediately able to deflect it or to absorb it, depending on if it's forward-thinking or helpful for you or if it's something that just brings you down and it's negative. So I challenge you this week, and maybe you already have this, is to write 5 mantras or 5 statements that are affirmations about how you think. So whether that's I'm able to keep self-control by knowing my truth of who I am and that any negativity or what others say about me will not shake my true self or something of that sort. So think of some affirmations, things that will really ground you so that when you're triggered or when a negative thought comes in, you're really able to hold that ground. So again, let's really recap here. So a few things that you can do is first, of course, to break the pattern. Once you immediately get into that negative mindset or that negative thought that comes in, you need to either snap your fingers or say out loud, nope, I'm not going there. Have a name for your actual negative thought and then practice mindfulness. This is so huge. Being aware of your thoughts, having fullness and intention of your day and being quite aware of what comes through your mind. And of course, like I said, knowing your triggers. And last is to have an affirmation or affirmations or recite mantras every day. They say it takes like 30 some days for a new habit. Like this needs to be ingrained because what's happened is there's so many stacked thoughts and beliefs that have been carried in you that when we're attempting to retrain something in our brain, it's like neurological pathways that need to be moved and and changed. So this is really crucial to be doing it every day, even maybe twice a day. Just check yourself. Where are you at in the day? What are the thoughts that are coming in? And change that. So I would love to hear what affirmations you have. Drop me a message in the Instagram. My handle is at Riza Tante. Leave a voice message on Anchor. I'd love to hear what your affirmations are, and we'll see you on the next episode.